Sure. And all this is to avoid dipping into kind of your contingency fund, which Holly, on Monday, you mentioned that's gone up from zero in the 20-some years you've been here to about $670,000 now. And that will cover any kind of part of the deficit that you can't cover through other means, correct? So, you know, as far as maintaining some of that balance for future years, as we start to look at, you know, a longer term sort of tight budget climate in the state, you know, are you concerned about how that trend is going, as, you know, that we're going to be looking at really cutting back over more than just this year, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I was listening to Representative Edgeman's comments, and I've been listening to legislators in Juneau saying that, you know, this bust in Alaska that we're experiencing now could be worse than what happened in the 80s. And I was here for that, too, and actually lost my job during that time. Oh. And
were you working in education then?
I was actually working in construction at the time. But I definitely worry. I want to, you know, I think our school board has been very forward-thinking. I think that what we heard time and again over the last few years is that the oil output is declining, you know, and the oil pipeline isn't running at full bore like it used to. And but nobody predicted this drastic drop in the price of a barrel of oil. But I think, you know, our board kind of adopted the philosophy, let's get our fund balance up as high as we are allowed to by law so that we can step down and kind of weather the bust as we're coming into it without huge drastic cuts in one year, absorb those cuts over a course of 3, 4, 5 years.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but thank you both so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
That was Superintendent John Conwell and School Business Manager Holly Holman. Their budget committee meetings are open to the public, and the next one, Holly, correct me, is next Thursday the 12th?
Yes, at 6 p.m.
Okay, great, and that's at the high school in the library at 6 o'clock. So they're working on a budget to bring the school board for a vote in March.